I'm broadcasting to you live on CITR 101.9 FM at UBC, which broadcasts across the unceded, traditional, and ancestral lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Hope you enjoy the show.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. Don't even think about it, just name it. Ready? One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
What?
Did we just become best friends?
Yup!
Do you want to go do karate in the garage?
Yup!
You're listening to Songs with Friends.
What I want, you've got, and it might be hard to handle. But like a flame that burns a candle, the candle feeds a flame. Yeah, what I got, full stock of thoughts.
Hello, hello. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Songs with Friends. I'm your host, Daniel. And today we have my very good friend I've known for a while. He's a king, he's kind, he's intelligent, soon to be accountant. I'm of course talking about Thomas. Say hello to the people.
Hello,
Thomas.
Hello. Very glad to be here.
How are you, Thomas?
I'm doing well. I mean it's a beautiful day out today. I think
it's really nice.
It's been one of the nicest in a while, and I'm just happy to be here.
Yeah, and you're done exams.
Yeah, we're done exams. We're done our degrees.
We're done our degree.
Yeah.
You heard it here first.
This is we got our B's.
We got our B's, our C's, D's in some cases. But yeah, this is a celebratory themed episode because we're out of here.
Yeah.
We gone, as DJ Drama would say. And of course, this is Songs with Friends. You brought in a bevy of music for us to get into today.
Yes.
I've never said a bevy before, but I
think it worked.
Yeah, thank you.
I liked
that. So do you want to just jump right into the first song?
Yeah,
how are you feeling? Okay, tell me a little bit about why you brought this song to us.
Yeah, I think it's kind of the start of my enjoying music beyond just something in the background. I think kind of growing up, I played a lot of like Xbox, and I had Xbox friends who would
King.
Listen to like Odd Future a lot.
Yes.
And so I kind of got into that. And then I think through that, I eventually, you know, came across Frank Ocean. And I think that this is still one of my favorite songs to date, and I think ever. Like, I just think it's like, yeah.
Do you know why it's like this song specifically that you love?
I think Andre 3000 is a huge part of that. I think he's extremely talented, and I think that he makes this song like what it is.
He's great.
And then I think just like the Frank Ocean vocals are just like something to appreciate as well.
They are really good. Yeah. What did you think of the whole Frank Ocean
Coachella thing?
Yeah.
I mean,
riding for this
thing. I don't know about that. Me and a few friends were kind of texting while we were trying to watch the live stream on TikTok because they like took it down from YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And then he showed up like an hour late, and then he canceled week two. Like, I'm very like, he doesn't owe us anything, but also just like, I feel like the fact that he committed for 2 weeks and then like didn't do the second one is kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
And also just delivered like a show that seemed like, you know,
not
only like
the
half
best.
The time, you know.
Yeah.
So I think that was kind of my biggest like gripes with it, but
that's
yeah.
fair. You know, he's an elusive king.
Yeah.
And we still have this song to hold on to, so let's play the song Thomas has brought for us. It's one of my favorites, so I'm excited to play it. This is Pink Matter by Frank Ocean and Andre 3000 from Frank's debut album Channel Orange. Hope you enjoy.
And the peaches and the mangoes that you could sell for me. What do you think my brain is made for? Is it just a container for the mind? This great gray matter. Since it replied, what is your woman? Is she just a container for the child? That soft pink matter. Cotton candy. Majin Buu, close my eyes and fall into you. My God, she's giving me pleasure. the sky and the stars are for show, and the aliens are watching live from the purple matter. Since it went quiet, then violent, we sparred until we both grew tired. Nothing mattered. Cotton candy, Majin Buu. Dim the lights and fall into a God, giving me pleasure, 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 pleasure over matter.
You been gone, I've been having withdrawals. You were such a habit to call. I ain't myself at all, had to tell myself no. She better with some fella with a regular job. I didn't want to get her involved. By then, Mr. Benjamin was sitting in awe. Hops into my car, drove far. Falls too close, and I remember my memories no sharp. Butter knife, what a life, anyway. I'm building y'all a clock, stop, what am I, Hemingway? She had the kind of body that would probably intimidate any of them that were unsouthern. Not me, cousin. If models are made for modeling, thick girls are made for cuddling. Switch worlds and we can huddle then. Who needs another friend? I need to hold your hand. You need no other man. We flee to other lands. Plank, make her rob a motherfucking bank with no mask on and arrest a revolver.
About 40% of UBC students experience food insecurity. Sprouts is hosting a weekly produce market from 10:30 to 1:30 every Monday in the Life Building. With produce from local farms, students are free to take whatever they want. Sprouts Cafe is open from Monday to Thursday and is offering 30 free meals a day, completely free and no questions asked. They also host Community Eats, a completely free hot lunch that is open for all. Stop by and support the Sprouts cause for sustainable, accessible food at UBC.
The Vancouver Abilities Expo is back on May 18th. Brought to you by the Disability Foundation and hosted by Connector Society. The Abilities Expo brings together exhibitors, vendors, resources, guest speakers, and more to enrich the well-being and connectedness of the disability community. This year's theme is Adventure Awaits and features over 45 disability-focused exhibitors. Whether you're looking for adaptive activities to join the summer, inclusive travel opportunities, or resources to help you live life to the fullest with a disability, there's something for everyone. Presentations by Real Talk Sexual Health Education, Rick Hansen Foundation, and Fable Pathways. There will also be an interactive room where you can meet the assistance dogs from Leash of Hope, check out a trail rider, and even try your hand at wheelchair basketball. Join us on Thursday, May 18th from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Roundhouse Community Center in Yaletown, Vancouver, to find out what adventures await you.
Hello, hello. We're back on CITR 101.9 FM. You're listening to Songs of Friends with Daniel, and today is Songs with Thomas because we have Thomas here.
Yeah, we do.
It makes sense that that would be the name. You just heard Pink Matter by Frank Ocean, Andre 3000. Is that song like nostalgic for you? Like, do you have any like memories or vibes tied to it?
A necessary like moment or memory that's tied to it. I think like just driving generally, and I think that a lot of Frank Ocean, I like kind of, I guess.
Drive to.
And I think that he makes music to drive through.
He loves cars himself.
Yeah, exactly.
He loves to drive.
And so I think it's just a lot of memories of driving in high school, because I grew up in Kelowna, and it's just, you know, you drive everywhere to hang out with friends. You would just like drive to somewhere to just hang out there.
That's fair. If you had to like reconstruct a memory that's like real or fake for that song, what would be like, it doesn't even have to be like concrete things, but what are the vibes that this song
I feel like the vibes are just like driving home really late at night, like when no one else is on the road, in my old like bad shitty Ford Explorer.
I think it's the Ford Explorers are nice, and I mean Kelowna has really nice sunsets as someone who has visited Kelowna.
I don't say that in like a bad way. I think it's I look at that with joy thinking about it, so
that's good. I guess we're moving into a little other, at least for me, I feel like this represents high school in a way, maybe for you, I don't know, but do you want to tell us a little bit about the next song
and I think it's very similar in the sense of like it represents high school for me as well. Like I think so. I was like listening to a lot of like Frank Ocean, and then I was like that like Reddit nerd like that was like on the Frank Ocean subreddit, right? And then I think very quickly like the Brockhampton Pipeline, Anthony Fantano like era happens.
There was like some crossover between the subreddits.
Yeah, and so I think that that's kind of how I fell into like Brockhampton. I remember listening to the first song, I think it was like Heat off of Saturation One, and I honestly attribute that song and just Brockhampton in general to a lot of kind of my other taste in music, which we'll get to later, of kind of like more like rock stuff that's like a bit more like not hip-hop. And I think that I think this song is similar in the sense of I love Brockhampton and this like Saturation 1-3. I think that it reminds me of high school. My friends all loved like this specific song, and that's part of what, like in high school, that's why I picked this one. I think that that's
the
song.
It's really fun. Yeah, I mean, I have very similar like memories tied to this too. I feel like along with it being like through Fantano and like me figuring out my music taste, it was also like my peak annoying era. So I'm glad that's passed, but I could still look back on this.
Yeah.
And thanks for bringing this in, because I love this song. This is Star by Brockhampton off their album Saturation. Hope you enjoy.
I'ma go in a stellar. I feel like Matthew McConaughey. I don't care for what they gotta say. Tony Perkins, how I dropped away. Jason Bourne with the headshot. Jason Statham with the whip game. Liam Neeson with the rescue. I go Gunner with the leather face. Bruce Campbell with the chains. Tobin Bell with the saw. Anthony Hopkins, I'm eating them raw. They don't know who we are. Miley Shannon, I'm a superstar. Ride or die like a Seabiscuit. Trying to stack like Toby. John Wick, I don't leave a witness. Chris Paul, I'm assistant. Amir Gold, Blake Griffin. Give me 48 minutes. We go 0-4 Pistons. Catch a fade like Robert Horry. Only time to get the spotlight. D-Ray, how I'm top flight. Go Obama when I drive mics. I'm the Black Tom Hanks. You can call me nigga Banks. Secret agent Cody Banks. Quarter pound of the dank. Only scale in the stain. Pull my mama in a range. I just bought a new Wraith. Nick Cage with the face off. John Travolta when I take off. Brad Pitt start a fight club. Turn the trap into the nightclub. I'm like Prince with the white dust. Paint a picture with the white dust. Lionel Richie with the
white bitch. Tried to tell it to her nicely, but she never wanna listen. Beat the pussy to submission. Tom Cruise on a mission. Pull an R&B singer, bring her back to South Central. I shine just like a pop star. MJ my initial. Kobe Bryant with the spin moves. Itty Nick got issues. H-Town with Beyonce. Turned her to my prom date. Kingpin like Jay-Z. Dance moves like JT.
He's Ledger with some dreads. I just gave my nigga head. Standing on my two legs. Fuck what that nigga done said, bruh. I don't fuck with no white boys. Less a nigga Shawn Mendes. I been off and I been dead. Bad as hell, I don't bitch brass. High school, they ain't fuck with me. Now critics don't fuck with me. My own fam ain't fuck with me. But Vice Land did fuck with me. I'm the only pop star with no money. Can't drive, so I'm still running. Uber taking all my show money. But that's okay, I got more money. Not enough to get my teeth fixed. With my boyfriend in the street, bitch. In the moonlight, I get seasick.
Did you see all the we did? Did all the shit in the weekend? We was up on late drinking.
Yeah, Ice Cube on a Friday. Chris Tucker on a Friday. Michael Cera on a Friday. Jonah Hill on a Friday. Rockin' Lil's Blood Diamonds. Sucked off on the highway. Police right behind me. Like a nigga stole his OJ. Okay, I don't play. Got the same last name as OJ.
Where do you go to cry? Where do you go to scream? Where do you go to sing at the top of your lungs and play instruments and be free? You can join UBC Cry Club. UBC Cry Club provides instruments and a judgment-free zone for people to let loose and be free using music as therapy. UBC Cry Club meets at 8 p.m. on Wednesdays at the Fraser River Parkade. For more information, go to M01E on Instagram.
Are we done with them?
No. They must have seen you.
I know that you're not doing this.
I don't have any friends and you can too. Tune into Teachable Moments on 101.9 FM every Tuesday at 4 p.m. if you're a f***ing dork.
I specifically said no geeks.
But my mom says I'm cool.
Hello, hello, we're back. CITR 101.9 FM, Songs with Friends, Song with Thomas, me, Daniel.
Me, Thomas.
Me, Thomas. Him, Thomas. That was Star by Brockhampton.
Yeah.
So many memories tied to that song. I remember when the Three Saturations came out, because I think they came out like in the summer and into the fall, maybe.
Yeah.
And that was when I was like, because the football season like starts in mm-hmm. the summer when you like train or whatever.
Right.
And I remember just, like, being on just giant bus, and we would be, like, listening to Saturation 1 and 2
yeah.
and, like, not the environment for, that you would associate high school football with. But, I mean, maybe that's what Kevin Abstract would have wanted,
yeah.
honestly.
Yeah. Maybe.
Maybe. I do understand you have a shout-out.
Yes, I want to shout out my mom. I had a song for her with a nice story about us, but
do you want to tell the story?
Well, essentially, it was like over the summer. I was just finishing up grade 12, and I remember an album dropped, and I was kind of excited about it at the time, and I remember yeah. texting my mom, like, oh, have you, like, listened to it yet? And
should
then she,
say?
Like, didn't reply. I don't know. We could just skip
okay.
it. But she didn't reply, and I was kind of, like, feeling a bit, like, bummed about it, and then I got home that day. Yeah, I was like, what the hell, Mom? But then I remember getting home, and I actually have the, like, screenshot on my phone because I was looking for it when I was thinking about this, but it's, like, she, like, wrote a little post-it note and, like, put it on the counter and was, like, listen to the album, like, really liked it, and I just thought that that was, like, a really sweet thing for her to do.
Aw.
Yeah.
Shout out Mrs. McDonald.
Yeah, Diane.
Diane. Shout out Diane.
Love you, Mom.
We love you. I'm sorry we couldn't play this song. It's for
good reasons
that we won't get into today. We're gonna get into the next
song.
So why don't you tell us a little about you tell it, not me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. They'll get it.
Yeah, they will. So this song is Not Me by Peach Pit. Peach Pit's a Vancouver band. I didn't really know too much about them before I moved here. And then this was kind of my girlfriend Steph introduced them.
Shout out Steph.
Yeah, shout out Steph. Introduced them to me kind of early on in our relationship. And I just remember like driving to Kelowna one time with her in the car, and she was like playing a bunch of Peach Pit. And I just remember that. And I think that that's a lot of the reason why I like a lot of their music now, still today. This particular song, I think, is a really fun one, and I love it. I think it's a bit unique compared to the other stuff that they've done.
What makes it unique?
Like, kind of like surfer rock. I mean, all of their music kind of is, but I don't know. I feel like this song just stands out to me.
And this is the one you'd like show someone if they'd never heard any.
I think so. I think that there's like more generic songs that more Peach Pit songs are like, but I think that this one does them like
justice.
Does
them more justice.
Yeah.
And have you two been to any of their shows?
We have, actually. Okay. That's a good, great question. I was going to bring
that
up. It was great. I think it was probably one of our first concerts like post-COVID, and we had a lot of fun together. I thought that the concert was really good too. Like, there were great performers. I think obviously because they're from Vancouver, they're probably going to want to like put on a good show as well.
Because they did like 3 nights in a row or something.
Yeah.
Like, and their parents came.
Yeah. Like, it was at the Commodore, and they were like shouting out their parents the whole time. It was really sweet.
Aww.
So, yeah.
Okay. Well, shout out Diane. Shout out Steph. Shout out Peach Pit.
Yeah.
This Is Not Me by Peach Pit. Hope you enjoy. Hello. Don't know why I said it like that, but
why not?
Why not? It's live. Anything can happen.
Anything can happen.
Yeah. That Was Not Me by Peach Pit.
Yeah.
I really liked that. I'd never heard it before.
Yeah.
Thanks for bringing it in.
Yeah.
Next song, Have Heard.
Yeah.
Can confirm.
Very popular song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A hit. I don't know if I'd say it's a hit, but I feel like in terms of the Reddit / hip hop head / I don't know, like Gen Z man community.
Yeah.
It's makes its way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about this.
Yeah, I mean it's Mac Miller. I think that this song is just one of my favorites from him.
It's really good.
And I don't honestly have that much more to say. I think I like a lot of Mac Miller now. I feel like I used to be like a no Mac Miller kind of guy.
Like his kids stuff?
Yeah, I guess I just associated him with kind of just that like frat rap
which
stuff
is very
that
fair.
He started doing, right?
Yeah.
Like at this, like when he first started. So I think that it took a while for me to like get from that to like circles and then just kind of moving backwards from there and then appreciating everything a bit more.
I mean, yeah, that's very valid because I feel like when I think about it, I didn't even really know any Mac Miller songs other than like Weekend until The Divine Feminine came out. And when he dropped like Dang with Anderson .Paak, like the single, and I was like, oh, damn, like, okay, let me see what this white boy has to say.
Yeah.
Let me see what he has to offer. And then I really liked that album. And then kind of like you, I kind of like moved back. And I feel like I still haven't listened to all of his old stuff. But I have an appreciation for it now.
Yeah, I think me too. And I think the older stuff, even the stuff that I thought used to be like pretty cringe, I feel like I'm getting like, I don't know, I see it differently now, even though I'm not the biggest fan still. But yeah.
Which is fair.
Mm-hmm.
But here's one I guess you're still a fan of.
Yes.
Hopefully. I'm a fan of it too. Produced by J. Cole.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, J. Cole produced. Jermaine on the boards. This is Hurt Feelings by Mac Miller from one of his top three albums, I would argue, Swimming. Hope you enjoy.
Water from the spring. I'm bringing everyone with me when shit get iffy. I give 150%. This is the shit that I'm dealing with, but I wish I forget. Used to be feeling depressed. Now that I'm living, I'm a little obsessed. Yes, behind jacuzzis, I be hitting the jets. I'm showing her some love, she be giving me sex. Respect the Adonai. Don't fuck around and be a victim of your pride. Why you lying? Tell the truth or step aside. I don't got the time to let it slide.
Yep.
I'm too grounded. Push whips that move mountains. New cribs, blue fountains. These are my surroundings. I be going through it, you just go around it. But it's really not that different when you think about it.
I change, but I ain't the same.
Everything's different, I can't complain. You don't know what you miss. Shame on you. Shame on you.
Everything's strange.
That's just a game. Everybody tripping, throwing it away. We was getting lifted, now we getting paid. Shame on you.
Hello, you just heard Hurt Feelings by Mac Miller, but the feelings are great in here. Vibes, yeah, amazing.
Very positive vibes. Yeah. I'm feeling great. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great. I'm feeling friendly.
Yeah.
I'm feeling happy.
Okay.
A little hungry.
A little hungry. Me too. I only had a little bit for lunch. Yeah. I feel like I need more.
I feel like, not all the nutrition areas have been hit today. But you know what? Other than that, I'm pretty great. Tell us a little bit about the next song.
Yeah, so it's Blue Orchid by the White Stripes.
Okay.
And so this one's kind of, I think it's for my friend Ben Skubiak, who you've met before.
I love Ben Skubiak. Yeah. hopefully he listens to this.
I might send it to
him. I have like a very brief story about Ben, if that's okay. Yeah, it's not even a story. It's not even a story. But it was like my birthday like a couple weeks ago, and I got like, I think I'd gotten like a new phone or something in between the last time I needed to like have Ben's number for something and now.
Yeah.
But I think he still had my number. So he sent me like this really nice message. But the way that Ben speaks, I feel like if you didn't know him, sometimes it would like seem like a scam, or like a scam message, because the message was really nice, but at the time, like, I didn't know who it was from and I didn't recognize the number because I
didn't have the contact
in my phone, and it said something like, "Oh, like happy birthday to you," like period.
Right.
I really appreciate you as a person. I don't see you often, but when I do, it's like always a good time, and. Now that I know it's him, I was like, oh, that's like
such a
kind thing to say. But at the time, I was like, which like Instagram bot like got a hold of my
of your birthday
personal
and phone number?
Like, what is going on here? But all to say, great guy. Love Ben.
Yeah.
Big Beatles and John Mayer fan.
Yes.
So maybe you
have
something to say.
Huge Beatles and John Mayer fan. I think I just appreciate how much he appreciates music, and I think that I talk to him about music a lot, and he talks to me about music a lot, and I think I appreciate that about our friendship, and I think that this song is, I believe, one of his favorite White Stripes songs. I really like the White Stripes. We've talked a lot about the White Stripes. It's kind of a duo. It's Jack White and then his wife at the time, and then they like got divorced. It was kind of weird, and then like publicly they said they were like siblings. It's kind of like this. Yeah, I know. It's odd. But just recently, another fun like thing about Jack White is like Meg White, the drummer, who was like his wife that pretended to be sister publicly, was like
odd
getting kind of heat on the internet for not being a good drummer. And then he like released a poem about her, kind of like defending her. And I just thought that that was like a very sweet way of like defending someone.
That's really nice. Yeah. I know really nothing about Jack White other than that he sometimes looks like a ghoulish but he seemed not to like shame him. That's just like the only picture I have.
He's I don't blame you for that depiction,
but he seems like a cool guy. He was on, all I really know or how I found out about him was because he was on like the Lemonade album by Beyonce. And he, like, I guess produced and plays and sings on that song where she does her little, like, freak out, like, don't hurt yourself, which I thought was cool. So excited to see what Jack and his
Meg
sibling/wife have for us. Here's Blue Orchid by the White Stripes, and this goes out to Ben Scoobiak, the Scoobster. Hello, that was Blue Orchid by the White Stripes. Do you know why it was called Blue Orchid?
I mean, I think it's just the lyrics, but I don't really understand, like, what Jack White's on about. I feel like a lot of the time, like, I've seen interviews with him, and he's a bit of a strange guy, I appreciate what he does.
Do you know if he's ever interacted with Jack Black, his evil twin, I would guess?
I don't know. I feel like I've seen a lot of the, like, YouTube clips of Jack White, because I'm quite fascinated with him, but I don't think I've seen any Jack Black interaction. But I feel like it must have happened, right? Yeah,
and I feel like, I mean, no disrespect to Jack White, but I feel like Jack Black has, like, a similar tone of voice when he sings.
Yeah, and they're both musicians. Like, I don't know. I think there must be some overlap.
Yeah, maybe it's, like, that kind of thing where they haven't, like, met each other, but there's, like, a mysterious force that's just, like, drawing them to each other. And one day they'll meet and they'll be like, have we met before?
Right.
And they're like, maybe in another
life. Jack Black. Oh,
yeah.
Jack White. And that's like, oh my gosh, what?
And then they, like, kiss or something. Yeah. Anyway, tell us about the next song.
Yeah. So the next song's, After Party by Don Toliver.
Yes.
I feel like this song is kind of like the song that I picked to think about, like, you and our relationship. Because I think that when I think about, like, how we first became friends, I think it was like...
That was literally in my mind, too. Yeah. I was like, I'm going to... If Thomas doesn't bring this up, I'm going to.
Yeah.
But I'm glad you did.
Because I think, honestly, music was a decent part of, like, us becoming close friends. Like, I don't think it was what drove us together initially, but I think that, like, we both connected on the, like, kind of being Reddit nerds and, like, hip-hop heads.
Annoying.
And I think that really, like, I think, like that was really fun to like find someone who had the same like interest and was like cared about it as much as you did.
Likewise.
And then I think that this song, like I remember when it first came out, I think we were like on the phone or something. Yeah. I remember being in like Westbrook Mall talking to you about this song and just how much I like loved it.
Oh, I remember waiting for the bus for the 49 at Westbrook Mall. Yeah. I don't remember what was happening.
I don't either.
But yeah, I also, I'm gonna tell the people how we became friends. Cause I've told people like how we became friends and I was thinking about it. And I feel like with a lot of my friends, and maybe you feel the same, you can say like how you know somebody, like, oh, I'm friends because we were both in Jumpstart or we lived on the same floor. But I feel like it's hard to like pinpoint a moment.
When it was when we're friends.
Yeah,
now.
We're friends. But I feel like for us, like it's very like vivid in my brain. And I remember, so for those listening, Thomas and I both transferred into solder. Unfortunately, I don't have a vomit sound effect. but yes, Thomas and I both transferred into solder in our second year, and they like group all the, and feel free to jump in if I don't think that it's that detailed of a story.
I don't think so either.
But they group all the second year solder students together for like classes and the orientation or whatever. And I think we exchanged like Snapchats or something. And then I lived in Westbrook at the time with my two roommates, and I think you also did.
I was, a bit away, but on campus still.
On campus. Yeah. And there's this, like, I don't think it's a good bar at all.
No, it's pretty bad.
It's pretty disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I remember you just hit me up, and you were like, yo, you want to grab a drink at Beercraft? And no disrespect if any Beercraft owners are listening, but I mean, I don't think I had any thoughts about Beercraft, but I was like, okay, sure, like, let's go hang out with this guy I met. Like, seems cool. And I think I brought my roommate, Nick, along. Shout out, Nick.
Yeah.
And I just remember we had a lot of beers together. Yeah, and I was like, damn, me and Thomas are going to be homies from this day on. And then we just kind of were.
Yeah.
And we kept going from there.
Yeah.
So thank you, Don Tolliver.
Yes.
And thank you, Beercraft.
Yes.
For sparking this amazing friendship that has been for, I don't know how many years, like three, four years.
4 years, now.
Yeah. That's a solid amount of time. So this one goes out to Don Tolliver and Beercraft. Anything
shout
else to say?
Craft.
Yeah, shout out Beercraft. I think they might be hiring. Any other words to
I
say
think
about
that's
this?
All. I just like the song, too.
Okay,
I mean,
it's a really good song. It is a hit. So, here's After Party, Don Tolliver. Enjoy.
Party.
Hello. That was After Party by Don Toliver, which is kind of in a hilarious but wholesome way, probably the song that defines or like symbolizes our friendship. Yeah. So I'm really glad you brought it in.
Yeah.
Next song I know nothing about.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued by the artist name. Maybe yeah, you want
the Viagra Boys.
Yeah.
I believe they're a Swedish rock band.
Okay.
I don't know as much about them as I wish I did. They kind of make a lot of like music that feels like it's almost a joke or is a joke, but like it's not quite fully a joke. And I enjoy it, but I think it's a real weird niche that like many people might not enjoy.
Okay.
So just huge caveat there of like, if is this isn't like, your cup of tea, like I get it.
Is it like the music is like really well made, but the lyrics are unserious?
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
So like 100 Gex kind of
vibe. Yeah, exactly. And so this song, I chose it because my friend Ben Holmes, I don't know if you've met Ben Holmes, lots of Bens from Kelowna that I am friends
with.
It's
a popular name.
But I think our music tastes are very dissimilar. Like, we don't agree on music at all.
Oh, wow.
But I appreciate his, like he cares about music, and I think I appreciate that a lot. And I remember one night he came over because he was just like staying at my place because he was like going to see a concert or something.
Mm-hmm.
And he came back after a few drinks. And I remember we were like kind of just like I was playing this music off my phone. And then I played like this song from the Viagra Boys because it's weird. And I know he would kind of like get like the weirdness of it.
Yeah.
And then he was like, oh, this is a cover of like this like really old song that I know. And I feel like it was kind of just like the overlap of like, oh, like
the one like bullet point on the Venn diagram.
Exactly. Of like music that we could like probably agree upon. So okay. I think that's kind of it. And this song just like it's kind of like weird and like country and like corny. But it's like makes me like. Reminds me that like material items and things aren't everything, and that like happiness is like relationship based a lot of the time.
Oh,
so I think that that's how I would yeah.
That's very wholesome. Okay, I mean I'm really intrigued by the song title and also the album title. So this is In Spite of Ourselves by Viagra Boys featuring Amy Taylor, and this is from the album Welfare Jazz. Which I will ask you about while we play this, but hope everyone listening enjoys.
Crossing her legs is funny. She looks down her nose at money. She gets it on like the Easter Bunny. She's my baby, I'm her honey. She's my baby, I'm never gonna let her go.
He ain't been late in a month of Sunday. I caught him once and he was sniffing my undies. He ain't too sharp, but he gets things done. Drinks his beer like it's oxygen. He's my baby, I'm his honey. He's my baby, I'm never gonna let him go.
She thinks all my jokes are corny. Convict movies make her horny. She likes ketchup on her scrambled eggs. Swears like a sailor when she shaves her legs. She takes a licking and keeps on ticking. She takes a licking. I'm never gonna let her go.
He's got more balls than a big brass. A whacked out weirdo and a love bug junkie. Sly as a fox, crazy as a loon. Payday comes and he's a howling at the moon.
nothing but big old hearts to dancing in our eyes.
She's my baby.
Hello, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. You just heard In Spite of Ourselves by Viagra Boys and Amy Taylor. This is Songs with Friends, Songs with Thomas. Yeah. Tommy, a few select people call him. Sorry to, I know you don't like that nickname.
Yeah, you just exposed my nickname to the world.
He doesn't have a nickname. Call him by his full
name.
It's Thomas. It's Thomas. Tell us a little bit about the next song that we're going to be ending off
I think it's just kind of the ending song. I've been listening to it a lot recently. I really like it.
It's good.
It's Bam by Jay-Z.
It's a banger.
It is a banger. I like the feature on it.
Damian Marley.
Yeah. I think it's a hit. And I think just like this album went under the radar for me for a while. And even just like Jay-Z's music, I think I grew up like too late to really be when he was like super popular.
Yeah, that's very fair. I'm the same.
Yeah. And so I think I kind of just like skipped over 444. I don't know if you listened to it when it came out.
Yeah, I was a Tidal user.
Right.
In
so
high
you
school,
had to.
So I had to. It was the, like, why else would I have that streaming service? So I do remember listening to it and I was like, why is it mixed so, like, why does it sound so quiet?
Yeah.
Like, blah, blah, blah. It sounds like library music.
Right.
But I did grow, my appreciation for it, did grow a lot. And I'd agree. This is one of the songs that's still in my heavy rotation. I feel like the production is really underrated. And then just his rapping is so good on this,
too. I agree.
So this is the song that's going to close us out. Any parting words to the listeners, Thomas?
Thank you. If you are listening, thank you, Daniel. I'm happy I got to share some of my music taste. And
thank you.
I hope you have a great day if you're listening.
Yeah, that is an amazing message. Yeah. Thomas with a word, sermon. Thank you for everyone for listening. There's great stuff on the way after this, so stay tuned. Thomas, thank you for being here and making time out of your busy schedule. Here's Bam by Jay-Z, Damian Marley, 444. This has been Songs with Friends, Songs with Thomas, Songs with Daniel, CITR 101.9 FM. Enjoy.
Bye.
Now greetings to the world. Gangsta no live in a tenement yard, no. Hood boy no live in a tenement yard. Too much watchy, too much so. Them chatty.
Fuck all this pretty Sean Carter shit, nigga, ho. Sean was on that gospel shit. I was on the total fucking opposite shit. Stuff $1 million in a sock drawer. That's a war chest in case you need your chest knocked off. Y'all be talking crazy under them IG pictures. So when you get the hell, you tell them Blanco sent you. I can't take no threats, I got a set of twins. Those were just some words you never hear again. For the final time, you don't believe these fools. I never seen a worker rock so many jewels. I never seen a runner with so many cars. Y'all couldn't stop me, you're not as tough as you say you are. My advice is just don't be too nice to niggas. Just set the price so niggas and live your life, my nigga. Once upon a time in the projects, Sean was in flight mode, I bought a Pyrex. I was in fight mode, oh now it's fuck me, mijo. I was moving them kilos, help you move your peoples. Sometimes you need your ego, gotta remind these fools who they effing with, but we got effers too. Before we had A&Rs, we had ARs too. We the only ones really moving like y'all say y'all do. We still moving like y'all niggas say y'all did. Emery passed you niggas and he did a bit. Ty jumped over niggas, he like 5'6". Got the heart of a giant, don't you ever forget. Don't you never forget, Jigga got this shit poppin'. I pulled out the pot when we was out of options.
Gangsta no live in a tenement yard. Hood boy no live in a tenement yard. Too much watchy. Them so. Too much chatty.
Fuck all this pretty Sean Carter shit, nigga, ho. Schmur. I Bobby Schmur to anybody you heard of. Niggas could not be further. I father your style, birth of a nation, that Turner style. Y'all make me turn up, all is talking down. Niggas are skipping leg day just to run their mouth. I be skipping leg day, I still run the world. I pray.